From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the Obama administration has managed to build coalitions to help pressure Iran and North Korea to give up their nuclear programs. Clinton said she had a message for the Iranian government if it's pursuing nuclear weapons to intimidate neighboring countries and to project power.
We're not going to let that happen. First, we're going to do everything we can to prevent you from ever getting a nuclear weapon. But your pursuit is futile.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Clinton also praised China for its role in pressing North Korea to abandon its nuclear ambitions.
China has been extremely positive and productive in respect to North Korea.
Clinton's remarks came on the eve of meetings in Washington with top Chinese officials to discuss the global economy and the U.S. trade deficit with China. France's President Nicolas Sarkozy is spending the night in a military hospital after collapsing while jogging today. Frank Browning reports from Paris.
Sarkozy, who is 54, complained of feeling faint while he was exercising at his home near Versailles in suburban Paris. Sarkozy is a regular jogger and cyclist. He was seen immediately by his personal doctor and then flown by helicopter to the French military hospital Val de Grasse in central Paris. Sarkozy underwent regular routine tests on July 3rd and, according to his spokesman, had normal heart and cardiovascular results. During his 2007 presidential campaign, Sarkozy called for greater transparency in the health records of French leaders. Both President Georges Pompidou, who died in office of cancer in 1974, and President François Mitterrand, who suffered terminal prostate cancer, kept their illnesses secret until their final days. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
One of the nation's largest mobile free medical and dental clinics wrapped up a three-day run today. Hundreds of volunteers treated nearly 3,000 uninsured and underinsured people from 16 states. NPR's Howard Berkus was there.
Volunteers are packing up dental chairs from the open-air fairgrounds pavilion used as a dental field hospital. Close to 4,000 teeth were pulled here in 3 days of treatment. The optometry equipment is already gone from the poultry building, and the makeshift screens are down in the horse barn used for medical exams. Organizers of the remote area medical expedition say it shows major gaps in the nation's healthcare system. Some people arrived 3 days early and slept in their cars so they'd be sure they'd be seen. No one was turned away. This expedition focused on the Appalachian region. 8 more expeditions are planned this year from Virginia to California. Howard Berkus, NPR News, at the Wise County Fairgrounds in Virginia.
NASA engineers have managed to temporarily restart a malfunctioning air purifier on the International Space Station. There are currently 13 astronauts aboard the orbiting outpost, including the crew of the space shuttle Endeavour. Endeavour is set to depart on Tuesday. This is NPR News from Washington. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, is holding a town hall-style meeting in Kansas City this evening to explain monetary policy directly to Americans. It's an approach no Fed chairman has ever taken before. Frank Morris of member station KCUR has the story.
Last fall, Chairman Bernanke took bold and unusual steps to derail what he feared could have become a second Great Depression. He propped up enormous private financial institutions and did it by not exactly printing, but by creating huge sums of money with a few keyboard strokes. Those moves and others troubled some congressmen who got behind a push to submit Fed monetary policy to congressional oversight. Many economists think that's a bad idea, and Bernanke has taken the fight to preserve the Fed's independence directly to voters. This spring, he did lengthy interviews for 60 Minutes. Excerpts from tonight's town hall meeting in Kansas City will air this week on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer on PBS. Bernanke's term as Federal Reserve Chairman ends at the end of this year. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
Gasoline prices have fallen further, dropping about 7 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. The average price nationally now for a self-service regular is $2.49 a gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the decline in prices at the pump may have a little further to run, but not much.
If crude oil prices stay more or less where they are, hovering near the $70 mark, we could see 10 or 12 cents more at the pump just from margin recovery by the downstreamers.
Lundberg says recent increases in crude oil costs, though, will eventually be reflected in gasoline prices. Gas prices are about $1.50 a gallon lower now than they were this time last year. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.